Time now to get into our call, and I'm just excited, as I said earlier, to introduce this person and bring him into the call and pick his brain tonight, because he has a wealth of information. And I really mean that. I've talked to this gentleman, and he really knows his stuff. Went to school to be, you know, really to get involved with nutrition. In fact, let me just give him a proper introduction. I'll tell you. First off, he grew up in a household where he was continuously surrounded, get this, continuously surrounded by protein shakes, multivitamins, and nutritional drinks. Yes, his family was well into that. And at a young age, he found himself reading books of all kinds surrounding health and fitness, and he became highly interested in nutrition at an early age and also sports science. He developed a strong passion for science, writing a subject he studied at the University of Illinois at Springfield. He then earned a master's degree in human nutrition from the University of Bridgeport there in Connecticut. In 2005, he joined Isagenix, and his first task was to build our product catalog and a system guide. So, he's now director of science communications at Isagenix, and he's responsible for supporting the research and development, the marketing and sales, and he is also managing science editor of both Isagenix Health Blog and Team Isagenix Athletes Blog. You can find both of those at, of course, isagenixhealth.net. He has also covered topics related to food, health, and fitness for various other outlets, including Scientific American, Outside Magazine, the American Society for Nutrition's newsletter, Nutrition Notes Daily, and the Institute of Food Technology's Food Technology Magazine. He's been invited to speak on topics of health and fitness, food and science, writing at a variety of scientific conferences. Guys, Agdap is an absolutely phenomenal individual. He's also spoken to several of our own events. And you've heard him on other conference calls. He's quite a phenomenal individual. Please welcome to the call tonight, the one and only David Despain. Good evening, David.
Good evening. Do I have to press something for you to hear me, or can you hear me just fine?
You sound just fine, David. I have you loud and clear, sir. Welcome to the call.
Perfect. Hey, thanks for having me on the call. I appreciate it.
Well, I know that Susan, first off, sends her appreciation to you, David. She, as I said, she's out right now with her family. She would love to be here doing this interview, but you know what? As we always say, family, God, then God, family, then Isagenix, right? So I hope you're okay with me interviewing tonight. We're going to have some fun. Is that all right?
Yeah, of course.
Cool. And I do really want to honor you, David, because you and I have had numerous conversations, whether that be over the phone or with emails. And I'm going to tell you, your knowledge of these products and the knowledge of our specific company is just second to none, and I want to applaud you for that. You just are always there for me when I need you, so thank you very, very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm always very happy to answer questions if anybody ever has questions about any of the products. I actually spend a lot of time on Facebook in our official health and wellness group, and I actually answer a lot of questions there. If you guys ever have questions about anything, we do have an official Isagenix Health and Wellness Facebook group that's tied to our isagenixhealth.net page, and we answer questions. My team answers a lot of questions there.
That's awesome. Thank you for that little shout-out, and we'll cover that again before the call is over so that people get a chance to write that down and visit that and like that page so that they can follow along. So now that we've got you, though, we've got you cornered on this call for the next 45 minutes or so, what do you think we talk about some of the new products? So let's talk about the two big products that came out of Celebration. Would that be okay with you?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Cool. So I'm going to start off with the one that I have the most questions about, and that happens to be our Isagenix coffee. And, you know, for years and years and years, we were told, no, don't drink coffee. Get them off of coffee. Wean them off coffee if you're going to get them on a 30-day. Coffee's not good for weight loss, yada, yada, yada. Then all of a sudden, boom, Isagenix comes out with coffee. Tell us what has happened in the nutrition world, in the science area, that has changed our minds and our philosophies regarding that, and tell us a little bit about the coffee itself.
Well, a lot of it has to do with better nutritional science. If for some of you who went to Isagenix's Celebration, you might have heard a fantastic scientist on stage discuss this. But in the beginning, early on, we had epidemiology, or the types. These are epidemiology is the types of studies that uses food frequency questionnaires and basically creates associations. So they find associations. So what they found really early on was that coffee was always associated with bad health outcomes, you know, heart disease and lung cancer, things like that. And the reason is that, and again, these were associations, and the reasons were that coffee was also often used by people who smoke cigarettes or people who put trans fat-filled creamers into their coffee. But later on, new studies became more available, and they started doing randomized controlled trials, not just on animals but on humans. And they found all the opposite when you just separated out coffee alone. So coffee then, before, you saw epidemiology showing coffee was associated with weight gain, with heart disease, and so on. And now, if you pull out the trans fat creamers, if you pull out smoking, if you control for those variables, you actually see the opposite. You see people who drink coffee actually tend to have a lower body weight. They tend to be healthier in general. And so in the last few years, as evidenced by the 2015 Dietary Guidelines Committee, they issued a report basically exonerating coffee completely and saying that coffee was indeed something that would belong in a healthy dietary plan. What's more is that coffee is also just it can be a wholesome drink. It's a wholesome, no-calorie drink. So and it contains a lot of components in it that are great for you. So we looked at coffee in a different way, and of course we were looking at a variety of different products. We decided on coffee just because of that. We knew that a lot of the folks on Isagenics or who are part of Isagenics really had a hard time giving up their coffee. We also knew that a lot of the coffees out there were low quality. So we wanted to come out with something phenomenal, a lot better, a type of coffee that you wouldn't need to add any kinds of trans fat creamers or sugars in. It just tasted just spectacular. So that's what we started searching for. We tested a lot of different kinds of coffee. We went to a lot of different places. We found this one in particular that tested better than even the other types of coffees that you would normally get, that a lot of people that we knew from our survey research that our own Isagenics people were drinking. Like we knew that. We did consumer analysis and just asked people, you know, are you drinking coffee? And sure enough, our own associates were drinking lots of coffee. And so we decided, you know what, let's give them the healthiest, best coffee available and that tastes fantastic. So that's what we did.
Wow, that's fantastic. And it's surprising. You know, it's science never sleeps. I think that's really what's kind of cool here is that we always find that what we thought was true today may not be true tomorrow due to further investigation and further discovery. So, man, I'm glad you guys are up on top of that and watching that because I think, you know, we all know that, 80% of America drinks coffee or something like that. So I think the potential for our business is just booming in the coffee arena. So why is ours better, David, than you know, the guys on the next shelf?
Well, a lot of the reason why it's better is because of the way it's made. Our coffee uses a cool grind technology that helps preserve a lot of the flavor components, and then we actually use licensed coffee graders that actually pick out the blend themselves, that pick out the different beans to create a premium and organic blend that tastes phenomenal. So that's really what the big difference is. We also test it. One thing that we do that not a lot of companies do is we test it for everything. We test it not just for heavy metals or acrylamide or pesticides, but we test it also for mycotoxins. Mycotoxins are commonly found in coffee, and people don't, you know, coffee coffee companies don't actually test for it usually. So, you know, what we're doing is sending a message saying, you know, your beans have to be absolutely perfect to be in our coffee and safe and clean. So what we're looking for is when we say premium, it's got to be the most, the best quality coffee, and we are sending that message to the folks that provide the coffee beans to us by doing rigorous testing of everything like we do with our other products.
Now, and thank you for your answer, David. Very thorough. I appreciate that. So you mentioned the testing. Now, how, you know, what is different about our testing than anybody else's? I mean, what do we do that's, because everything we do is above and beyond what most normal companies do, and that's what makes us really, really special, really, really different. So why is our testing different?
Well, we do a lot of testing for mycotoxins and mold count, which a lot of the other companies don't do. But even before that, what we do is we make sure that the coffee is created under sophisticated environmental controls, and I guess that doesn't have anything to do with testing. but we make sure that it's absolutely that the components in coffee are preserved, the flavor components are preserved, and that's unlike other people who actually burn their coffee. We never over roast. We don't allow that. So all of our coffee is a medium roast. And if you do like a lighter roast, you can use a little less water. If you'd like a darker roast, you can use a little. That's the opposite. If you like it darker, then you can use less water. If you like it lighter, then you can use a little more water. But bottom line, we won't over roast our coffee. So that's one of the main things. And we use the cool grind technology to preserve the flavor. And we follow that with like a nitrogen flush process that helps to keep it preserved and fresh all the way through packaging and shipping.
Wow. And we spare no expense with regards to the packaging and all of that. So I just want to applaud Isagenix with regards to how we do present our product, because it really is a pretty package. So thank you for that. And you mentioned ingredients. You mentioned components, actually, I think was your word, components with regards to the coffee. Now, we all know there's Arabica coffee beans, but what are some of the other ingredients in our coffee? And what makes that different?
Okay, well, we add three different other ingredients into the coffee, and they do nothing to change the flavor except improve it. So we add green tea, and green tea, as you know, is a fantastic ingredient just to reinforce the antioxidant strength. It actually helps the coffee flavor be preserved a little more. We also add a little coconut oil. In the form of coconut MCTs, specifically MCTs, which MCTs are medium-chain triglycerides, if you're not aware of them. So we have coconut MCTs in there, and they add a little bit of a creaminess to the coffee, a little bit of a buttery finish. And we add trace minerals. And what the trace minerals do is they just reduce the acidity of the coffee a little bit. That actually helps make the coffee more smooth, the flavor is better. And what we found in our testing is we got some fantastic, we sent it out to testing to some professional coffee tasters, and they gave us huge accolades for the coffee, saying, you know, they were actually really surprised that the other ingredients didn't harm the flavor of the coffee. And then we got accolades from them, and then we sent it out for testing on our own associates, and they actually preferred our coffee over a lot of the leading chains, which was fantastic to hear.
And what's nice is it's comparably priced, so they're not having to give up anything to get our coffee, and it's better for them and tastes better. So I love that fact. Now, you mentioned a key statement, and I really want to drive this one home, because there are people out there I think a little misinformed, David. You mentioned that our coffee is less acidic. And I think some people out there tend to believe that that makes it alkaline. And I've actually seen some posts on Cave Creek. That's where I live. I've seen some posts on Facebook about our new alkaline coffee. And it's not alkaline. It's just less acidic, right?
Yeah. It's less acidic. But that doesn't mean that it has an alkaline or acidic ash to it. There is a lot of confusion surrounding alkalinity and acidic. For example, something that is very acidic but considered alkaline is like orange juice or oranges in general. They're acidic. In fact, they're around like a 2, which is pretty acidic. But it's an alkaline food, meaning that it leaves an alkaline ash in your body. And that's mainly due to its potassium bicarbonate, so we don't need to get into too much of that. But, you know, there is a lot of confusion around that. What we normally think of as stuff that is acidic in terms of alkaline and acid, in terms of the diet, alkaline and acid, has to do with like chloride ions versus bicarbonate ions. So sodium chloride has chloride ions, which is often used in processed foods and meats. And then you have amino acids, so proteins, things like that. That's what people would consider as acidic. And by eating a certain way, where you're balancing out more fresh fruits and vegetables, you'll easily get, or even using isogenics, you'll get more of the alkaline type foods.
And that's good for us, right?
Yeah, it's not to say that all acidic foods. I think there's a lot of confusion surrounding that. All acidic foods are not bad. Does that make sense? If you look at the pH, you can't rely on the pH of foods to decipher whether or not it's good for you. There's a lot of acidic foods that are like fermented foods, for example. They're all acidic, and yet we know that fermented foods are great for you. But it's the alkaline ash afterwards after you've digested it. And keep in mind, when you digest it, the first thing that happens is it hits your stomach acid and is all, and then finally when it goes into your intestine, that you're using you're actually using a strong base to get rid of the stomach acid. So I mean, the pH of your food goes through a lot of changes just even during your digestion. Anyway, we should
have some
coffee, right?
Yeah, we got into that one pretty serious, and I didn't mean to really go that far. I just wanted to make sure that people understood that our coffee is not alkaline. It's just less acidic than most normal coffees out there.
Oh, yeah, but it's great. It's great for the flavor, though, and it introduces good minerals that are good for you. You know, we know that minerals are good for you. So I think what we're basically trying to do is create a better coffee. And if you've tasted it, I mean, I drink it every morning now. I get into work and I have Dr. Suk Cho, who has his office next to mine. And, I know, you know, I have a fresh coffee pot, going just for us, just like, because we go through, by the time it's around noon, we've already gone through a whole coffee pot. And you're right. What you said about how comparable it is correct, because we figured out that, you know, a 12-ounce bag, if you make like a 1.75-ounce pot of coffee, each bag will give you about 85 cups. So that's pretty good. You know, that's 85 cups, give or take, you know, depending on how strong you want it, of really good coffee. So it is very comparable.
That's awesome. Now, you said you have it every morning with Suk. Do you do it on cleanse days as well?
Yes. Yes, we do. In fact, it's a great thing to have on cleanse days. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's totally fine to use on cleanse days. Remember that coffee coffee is a no-calorie beverage as long as you're not putting creamers and sugar. There was one situation at Celebration where some people brought in some creamers and I looked at it. I looked at the back of it and I just pointed it out to him. I said, these are filled with trans fats. This is directly what we're trying to avoid. So you don't need this.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah, so we didn't put those out, and we put out Isopro instead. We put out Isopro and Stevia. I don't know if you were at Celebration, but that was a big thing. We tell people, you know, if you're going to use anything, why don't you use our Isopro or a little Stevia or something, but don't use these creamers that are often full of partially hydrogenated oils.
Yep. You know, Diana has been doing a French press on hers every day. And then she adds a little isolene vanilla to that. So, and she really loves it. It's awesome. So, question.
Yeah, I've got to try that. I've got to try that. Okay.
Yeah, you'll have to give that a whirl. Give it a little bit of a vanilla flavor, and that's kind of cool. So, question for you. What benefits now that we're using this coffee, we've got people informed they're going to be changing over to our coffee, what benefits can they expect to see from using our coffee as opposed to XYZ brand?
Okay. Well, one of the things that I would say is use it for exercise. Use the coffee to get you up in the morning and going and actually improving your exercise. The reason why I say that is because there's a lot of studies on coffee and caffeine in general, so this goes for E-plus as well, that caffeine and coffee, specifically coffee, will help you improve your exercise regimen. It'll help you to enjoy exercise more. There's fantastic evidence now that shows that people who drink coffee actually if they're runners, they actually hold on to some of their glycogen stores a little bit. Like the coffee has an effect on the body that helps them to preserve some glycogen stores. They actually feel like they enjoy their run better. They perform better because of the caffeine. So whether you're using E-plus or coffee, I would say, you know, that's a big benefit to be had. And if you're doing that, I mean, coffee's benefits far extend when you're exercising. So I would just challenge everybody to try the coffee and then go do exercise. And don't worry so much about the acidity because we've added the trace minerals in there. So you might find that it's actually easier to take. Like for some of those people who have a hard time using coffee when they're exercising, they might see something different with our coffee. So there's a challenge for you.
Cool. Thank you for that. Great answer. I appreciate that. And I think we've beat coffee up pretty good so far. So how about let's move over to that other fantastic product that we revealed at Celebration, the new line Amped, and the specific item called Power. What can you tell us about that?
Amped Power is my new favorite product. I mean, hard to say enough good things about it. Now, what I can tell you, let me tell you what kind of led up to its creation, though. Everywhere I went, we'd be talking to athletes, and athletes would tell us, we love your products. We absolutely love your products. They use our shakes, our Isopro, but they'd always come at us with, so we would ask them, what do you take that's not isogenics? And they would always say creatine. they'd always say creatine. So we got thinking, you know what? Why don't we? But you know, we went out and looked at a bunch of creatine products, and what we found was not really favorable. I mean, we looked out there and we saw a lot of creatine supplements that were using artificial sweeteners, that were using. And keep in mind, you know, to get creatine to work a little bit, you need a little sugar. I mean, it works better with a little sugar. So we use dextrose in ours, which is glucose, but we don't use artificial sweeteners. We don't use any stimulants or anything that could potentially that is not backed by science. So we kept seeing these different products out there that our own folks were using, our own athletes that are with Isagenix, and they were using products that were not really backed by science, and you can't really say we're the best. And so what we did is we went out and sought to make a better product, and that's what resulted with Amp Power.
And you know what? It's been really, really received well in our team, and I'm sure around the entire company because of all of everything that's in it, actually. And that's, you've talked about the creatine. Let's talk now about the whole. You know, let's really inform this audience, because one thing that they may not know is that early on in our lives, when we're young, our body produces something called nitric acid pretty easily, right? But as we age, that the ability to produce that goes away, and this will actually help amplify that, correct?
Yeah, what was it you said? Sorry.
The nitric acid, our bodies produce nitric acid naturally when we're young, but not so much as we age.
Nitric oxide. Okay.
Nitric oxide, oxide is what I meant to say.
No, it's okay. NO2. Nitric oxide is the other key component of this product. The two other ingredients that are in Amp Power are nitrosidine, which is a variant of arginine, but is designed to work better than just straight arginine and get to the bloodstream quicker and raise arginine levels more quickly, which is very much related to the nitric oxide pathway. We also have citrulline in there that is additionally related to nitric oxide pathway. So what we're trying to do with that, and this is kind of an exciting thing, what we've done there is these ingredients are shown to improve blood flow in the body. So improving blood flow through nitric oxide, supporting nitric oxide production. So what you're seeing is increased blood flow, and if you talk to athletes, blood flow is everything. You know, whether you're a cyclist running doing the Tour de France or a bodybuilder, blood flow is huge because it helps get delivery of oxygen and nutrients to all of your muscles. And it helps with the delivery of the creatine to your muscles. So what you got is not just a creatine product, but this creatine product actually performs even better, and it supports your body's natural blood flow. I mean, we're not talking the type of extra blood flow that people take drugs for, or that Lance Armstrong used. We're talking about the body's natural production of better blood flow through arginine and citrulline. So, and these are amino acids that you get every day, but they're shown in studies to just improve the blood flow. That's something that you're going to need with creatine. It's going to support the creatine and pretty much any supplement that you're taking for athletics. It's going to help it work better. So we really think that the addition of nitrosidine and citrulline really set this product apart. It's not just a creatine product. In fact, it's so much more than a creatine product. And I tell you, I use it. I play soccer on our Isagenix men's team, and I got we've got all our players on it. We took 2nd in the league last season. We all take Amp Power right before, about an hour or two before soccer games. And I tell you, it really makes a difference.
Well, to me, it only makes sense that if you're going to increase blood flow, that also is going to increase the oxygen to the muscles, and you're going to get better performance out of your muscles. Is my thinking correct?
Yeah, that's basically it. I mean, you're. It's hard for us to get, if you're a runner, or if you're a bodybuilder, the more blood flow and oxygen you can get to those muscles, it might mean increased power output. It may mean that you can lift a little stronger. You can go a little further. So that creatine product that people talk about creatine is mainly intended for bodybuilders. I think creatine has suffered from a lot of confusion as well, because it's been pinned down as some kind of bodybuilding supplement, and people even associate it with steroids, and it's nothing like that. We actually make creatine ourselves in our own bodies naturally, but it's also in a lot of the foods that we eat, in a lot of the animal foods that we eat. So we know that that people who don't eat so many animal foods, mainly women and vegetarians, will have lower creatine stores in their body. So for them, if they start taking Ampower, they could see more improvement than even a lot of these, big muscular men who eat lots of meat. So we've been getting this question a lot about, I'm a female and I don't want to be a bodybuilder or anything. Should I be taking Ampower? I say you're probably the type of population that will most benefit from Ampower. Are females who don't eat a lot of meat. So so I want to just reinforce that here. It's like if you're a woman who doesn't really like to eat a lot of meat, you're probably going to see a lot of benefit from Ampower, from getting the creatine from another source.
That's awesome, David. I hope people got that and are taking good notes, because I haven't heard that, and that's fantastic news. So thank you for that. Now, my next statement, you're probably going to think I'm crazy, but, maybe I am. But I tell my friends that my bloodline skipped the gym gene. I don't like going to the gym. Never have liked to work out, although I stay pretty physically active and I'm pretty physically fit. But every morning now in my shake, I incorporate about a half a scoop of AMP in my shake. And I feel, and I'm being honest with this is what I really do, I feel like I think clearer in the mornings after I've had my shake. Is that possible?
Yeah, that's really possible. in fact, there's actually quite a bit of study showing that actually AMP power, way beyond any athletic type of benefit, actually supports brain health and brain function and cognitive tasks. Creatine, especially if you have low stores of creatine, by taking creatine, you could actually enhance your brain function by bringing up those creatine stores. Some of the creatine is used in your brain. Keep in mind, creatine really is a natural nitrogenous acid that we make ourselves that basically serves as an additional source of ATP energy that you can use at any time. And what sucks up more energy than any part of your body is your brain. So creatine, definitely. If you are for any reason not interested in athletics at all, then I would say still take creatine because it's good for your brain, or still take AMP power because it's good for your brain. Apart from that, better blood flow is always great for the brain. So the nitroxygen and the citrulline are also fantastic for your brain. So, we could have very easily taken AMP power and just turned it into a brain health product and just called it brain health or AMP brain or something like that. But it's, appealing to the athletes.
Wow, that's exciting news, absolutely exciting news. And, I'm going to throw one at you. We haven't talked about this, and I'm going to throw a completely different statement at you than I chatted about earlier today. But, as we age, and I'm going to say this just in case there's anybody from the FTC or FDA on here, we're not making any claims. Isagenics doesn't treat, cure, or diagnose any diseases. What we're talking about is strictly a product, and we're talking about it in an educational fashion. We're not making any claims here. But I'm going to say that as we age, it's a well-known fact that our blood vessels, you know, get a little clogged, right? Is that a true statement?
Yeah.
So, would it not make sense to promote this product to the people that are aging as a way to help offset that fact of life?
Well, as you age, as you said before, Kevin, your nitric oxide production does fall. And that is always an issue because, you know, what we need is to move blood through our arteries a little bit more quickly every once in a while. Call it cleaning out your blood vessels, if you will. You know, but so we, by exercising or doing like a little bit of high intensity exercise, in fact, I was just listening to a fantastic scientist talk about this in women specifically, in older women, that sometimes just walking or doing tasks around the house won't cut it enough for exercise. They need to do some kind of high intensity exercise, and it serves to clean out your blood vessels a little bit. Well, your nitric oxide production is all centered on that. So, I mean, when you have low nitric oxide production, then your blood flow is not so good, and then you have this risk of getting more accumulated buildup in your arteries. So, I can see kind of where you're getting at. Amp Tower has been very much called a heart health product, just as it could be called a brain health product or an athlete's product. What we tend to find is what's good for the athlete is usually good for everybody. In the early days with creatine, you know, they used to pair creatine. First of all, they used to load up on creatine, or they paired creatine with some kind of steroid. And so it got a bad rap for a little bit, for a few years. You know, kind of like coffee had a bad rap, creatine had a bad rap. Well, now we know a lot more about creatine. And we know that at moderate dosages, like we have in Amp Power, you could take it every day. And along with this nitrosidine and citrulline in the doses that we have, it's not just good for powering your workout, but it's good for your heart, it's good for your brain. It's a good product overall, and one that I'll be taking every day.
And I'm just going to add, it tastes great. It tastes, the flavoring is awesome.
Oh, yeah. The flavor is fantastic. I crave it. I crave it by the end of the day. I know when I haven't had my Amp Power. So.
Wow. Well, you know, David, I'm just going to throw out a call to action to the people on the call tonight. And just so that you know, just out of curiosity, we've got several hundred people on the line live right now, and several hundred more will listen in podcast time at personalpowerpodcast.com. So thank you very, very much for being our guest tonight and for all of the great information. I know that, I'm a firm believer that an empowered mind, an empowered person makes better decisions and is going to drive their business greater. So, again, thanks for being here tonight. But I just want to give the team a call to action tonight, and that's it. You know, you've heard some great information about our coffee. You've heard some great information now about our new Amped Power. You know, I think you should commit to putting it on your auto ship, commit to giving it a try, giving it, you know, and talking about it on your Facebook walls, talking about it in your team walls, talking about it in your groups, passing the message down, having people listen to this call, because David was full of information tonight, and more people need to hear about it. So that's my call to action, is that you try it. Get it on your next order, and if you haven't tried it yet, try it, because you're going to see the benefits that coffee can provide and the Amp Power. So, David, anything in closing? So I'm going to give the last comments to you before we wrap her up.
No, thanks. Thank you so much for having me on the call. I really I love to get the word out on all the work that we've been doing here. It's my, like you said in the beginning, it's my passion to educate about the science, and it's also my passion to, you know, help bring good products to people to make their lives better and change their lives. So, you know, I'm very proud and happy to be with Isagenix, and feel free to reach out to me anytime that you need an additional call. Thanks.
Great. And I have posted the link to the Facebook page that we talked about earlier. I have posted that link in the Team Success Live Facebook group so that you, if you don't have it, if you haven't researched it yourself, you can find it there on Susan and Chris's team page, so you can find that. And then, David, thank you, thank you, thank you for everything you do for Isagenix. Thank you for everything you've ever done for me personally, and thank you for being our guest tonight. Phenomenal call. I know hundreds will listen and hundreds will benefit. So thank you so much, sir.
Okay. Thanks for having me on the call, Kevin. Have a good night.